Allow the Word of God to bring change. Allow the Holy Spirit to bring conviction in your life. And that the Word of God, when you open it up and you read it, man, it's like a sword whack right in your heart. Wow, that's me. God has spoken to me. And when God speaks to you, then God will bring the change in your life as you submit, as you repent, as you yield yourself to Him.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Raul has been a student of God's Word for more than 40 years. He's learned how its truth daily guides his life and prepares him for the future as well. To get a video of Raul's personal journey with the Lord, visit SomebodyLovesYouRadio.com or for your own free DVD, call 800-634-9165. Well, we're in the middle of a Best of 2017 series from Raul to make a crucial New Year's resolution. In our fast-paced world, it's hard to find time to read anything beyond text and the latest on Facebook. But you'll be reminded today that, as a believer, it's important to prioritize God's Word. Today's lesson will be a challenge to infuse your daily life with the living and powerful Word of God this year. We'll start today in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Let's join Raul Reese now with the message, You Need Never to Stumble.
Did you know that there's a great oppression going on in the church today among families? Kids that are demon-possessed. Kids that are hung up on drugs and alcohol. And they're having babies out of wedlock like never before. And think about these angels that are called demons. The oppression that Ryan had watching demons jump in his room because of drugs. And think of all of the kids today in the underground that are being oppressed and they don't even know there's a real devil and real demons. And they're actually at the end of their lives. And in the last days, God said that the increase in demonology would be greater. Why? Because it's an antichrist world. The antichrist is already, what? The antichrist spirit already is here for 1900 years. But the antichrist person is going to be coming out as soon as the church is taken out of the way. You and I, we are salt, we are light. The Holy Spirit is working in the life of the church, that's you and me. That's what's keeping the Antichrist from coming. The moment you and I are removed from the earth, Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, in verses 1 to verse 11, that the Antichrist will make his appearance. He will take over the world and he'll bring a false peace to the world. And everyone will have to take the mark of the devil, 666, in order to survive in this world. And the church will not be here. This is why Peter is writing so heavily, because they're being persecuted by Rome. Rome is killing Christians. And remember when we began the letter in the first letter? When they stood before Caesar or Nero, they would have to say, Caesar is Lord or Jesus Christ is Lord. And hundreds and thousands of them said, Caesar is Lord, not Christ. And they walked away from Christ. Think of how many people in this generation have been backslidden. And they're not walking with God. And the other generation that has come in this generation, that they don't even know who God is. They don't even believe in angels, good or bad angels. They don't even believe in a heaven or a hell. They believe that this life is it. You eat it, you drink it, and then you die and you're done. But that's not true. And I really believe in my heart that one of the reasons that the world is so messed up is not just because the Antichrist is coming. I think the church has been a bad witness. Because we say we believe in Christ, we believe in God, but look how we live in our private lives. That's why here he's saying, don't forget that you've been cleansed from all your old sins. And then now he picks it up in verse 10 to 15 now. He picks it up now. He says, this is not what you're supposed to do. Therefore, begins a new paragraph. He's taking you back to where you just came from. Therefore, brethren, speaking to Christians, be even more diligent now to make your call and election sure or firm. What is he trying to say? He's trying to say, make sure you know that your salvation is real. Why? Because you have those people that teach eternal security. Eternal security is not bad. Calvary Chapel believes in eternal security. We believe in John 15 that eternal security is given to you as long as you walk and you follow Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You abide in Christ. If you're not abiding in Christ, then you read John 15. He says what? The vine and the branches, if they're not bearing fruit, what does he do? He cuts them and throws them into the fire. But the true vine gets trimmed so they can bring greater fruit. What does God do to our lives when we are trimmed? Our temptations, our trials, and the problems that we have makes us grow and believe more in Jesus Christ. It makes us more believable to people. Think of all that Peter has given to us here. Amazing stuff. He's talking about salvation. He says we need to be saved. Notice in our salvation, we need to make sure that we understand the source of salvation. What is it? God's grace. God's love. God's mercy, that is only through Christ alone. And check this out, that is only through the cross of Jesus Christ. There is no other name. There is no other person that can give you salvation, only through Jesus Christ, period. And think of how many people have a false belief today. In Mary, so many cults. And people truly, truly believe that they're going to have eternal life in believing in this false system that they're believing today in. And yet when you talk to them about heaven and hell, they get offended. When you talk to Roman Catholics, you know, you talk to them about their loved ones. I say, well, my mother or father, brother, sister, whoever, well, he's in purgatory right now, but we're going to pray him out. You can't pray anybody out. There's no purgatory. Heaven or hell, period. Mary is not the one that intercedes for you or for me. Jesus Christ is the true intercessor between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Read your Bible. So it's really important that you understand, whoever you may be, whatever you are, that it's all of grace, it's not of works, lest any man should boast. Can you imagine the bragging sessions we would have? How you got saved? It's not that way. And Peter wants to make sure that we understand that we need never to be a stumbling block to those that are trying to get into the kingdom of God by living a life of hypocrisy. We can keep people out of the kingdom of God. We keep them out. If we don't have salt and light, if we're not honest in our confession to Jesus Christ. And look what he says. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure or firm. The word sure is firm in the Greek there. Make sure it is firm in who? In Jesus Christ. For if you do these things, you will never what? You will never fall. Stumble is the word fall. Which means what? Eternal security that if you don't know these things, you can fall away from God. You'll stumble. You'll stumble. There's right there, Peter's telling you. People can fall away. Think of how many people will come to church. Let's say I'm a homosexual. And I'll come to church and raise my hand, sing the songs, go through the Bible, read my Bible at home. But on the weekends, I go out to the bars and pick up on other men. And then come to church and still think that I'm on my way to heaven. When Paul the Apostle in Romans chapter 1 verse 18 through 32 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, those who suppress the truth of God in unrighteousness." And he talks about homosexuals and lesbians there and every other sinner that will go to hell. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. God wants holiness in his church. Holiness. We have to be honest before God. That's why Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, all things are what? Passed away. Behold, all things have become brand new." Brand new. It's a new nature. It's a new life in Jesus Christ. And what happens when you become a Christian? Well, number one, there is fruit in your life. John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 2 and 5, he says that. Not only fruit, but there's also what? An increase in your life of growing in the knowledge of God by getting into the Bible and studying God's Word. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 13 when he gives us the parable of the sower, the four types of people? He says there are those that have no faith, those that are emotional in their faith, and then number three, those that are carnal and worldly, and then the fourth are the ones that are true believers. They increase what? In 30, 60, and 100-fold in fruit. They listen and they do what God's word says. But not those other three. Those that come in here, the word of God, and have no faith, they'll sit through the service, they'll leave here, and they'll go right back out and do whatever they want to do. The emotional ones will come, they'll hear, and the Holy Spirit will speak to them. They'll get all stirred up, and maybe at the altar call, they'll come up and accept Christ. They'll go back here, they get counsel, they get a Bible, a New Testament. They go home for a week, 2-3 weeks. They keep coming back, reading the Bible. But eventually, it wears out, and they never come back again. They go right back into their old life. And then the third group comes, they listen, they watch, but the world and money and power and all those things keeps them away. But the one that gets up and raises his hand and comes forward and prays a prayer, goes back there, gets a Bible, and starts reading it, and the Bible starts pressing his heart, and he starts developing, and he starts coming to the Bible studies, and then he says, "You know what, I'm going to go to Bible school and learn some more." And then the Lord puts a call in his life, and he starts volunteering, and he starts doing whatever God's calling him to do. Those are the real believers. That's the real church. That's the real church. The other three are not the church. They're phonies. They're temporary here. They're not permanent. So it's really important what Peter is saying here. Therefore, Christians, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure or firm. For if you do these things, you will never, ever fall. You will not fall. God will keep you. You will keep yourself in the love of God. What does it say? Keep yourself in the love of God. So important. People forget who Jesus Christ truly is. The judgment of God will come one day. And people will be judged. I mean, people think they're going to get away. Listen, people that are not believers in the world, don't worry about that. You say, well, how come they drink, they party, they do all these things, and they still have good jobs and they have money, and it looks like they're getting all blessed up all the time? No, there's the day coming of judgment. Believe me. Read Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 through 15, the white throne judgment. When they end up in hell, and when they come out of hell, and they stand in a line, and the books are open, and whoever's name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. With who? Satan, the Antichrist, the false prophet, death and hell, and every demon and every foul person. Forever. In out of darkness. No light. But what happens to the believers? No more death, no more sorrow, no more tears. We're eternally with Jesus Christ forever and ever and ever. That's the difference. Those that walk in the light, those that are salt in this world. Remember that he goes on to say in the Sermon on the Mount, he's talking to Christians, that he says if the salt is no longer of any value, what do you use salt for? Well, salt is used for, if you cut yourself, it will heal the wound. Salt also creates a thirst. It's also used for seasoning. And once the salt is no longer of any value, he says they took it out and they threw it in the weeds. And it would kill the weeds and people would walk on it. It would make a path. It is of no value, no power. That's what's happening to the church. We're losing our power. Our power, because we don't live by the power of the Holy Spirit. We're not believable by the world. And yet, Peter says we can be believable. If we truly obey God's word, my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ has to be greater. How's that? By growing through the teaching of God's word. By me getting up early, reading my Bible, praying before I go anywhere. When you leave the house, you'll leave the house with a full tank, not an empty tank. I'm empty. I cannot give that which I don't receive first from the Lord. And how do I receive it? By spending time with God. And Peter is very concerned about this. Because our salvation is the free gift of God by faith in Jesus Christ. I have come to know him. And as I come to know him, the next thing that I need to do is what? I need to grow in Jesus Christ. How do I grow? By coming to Bible studies, by reading my Bible, by studying the word of God. That's what he's going to teach us. Watch what he says. This is amazing. Verse 11. He says, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that incredible? He's telling us here that if we are really walking with Jesus Christ, then we'll never go backwards. We will not go back to our old lives because we're growing. How? Through the Word of God. What does the Word of God do? Through the power of the Holy Spirit, it brings conviction to my life. Conviction. I get convicted all the time about a lot of things, man. The Word of God. The way you treat your husband, the way you treat your wife, the way you treat your children, the way you treat other people. And so Peter wants to make sure if we're going to have this true salvation and we're going to be studying God's Word, then God's Word is going to bring conviction to my life. And the conviction will come as I put the knowledge into my mind and into my heart. Then I respond by saying no to sin. And I understand what he says here. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly. Notice that. And the word abundantly here, it's in reference to the judgment of God. What? The judgment seat of Christ is coming. The rapture is coming. The reward system is coming. As Christians, 2 Corinthians 5:10, the rapture will come. We'll go to the Bema seat of Christ. And we're going to be judged, not according to our sins, but according to what? According to what we've done here in what? In giving to God, in praying, in reading, in serving, in witnessing. We're going to be tried by the fire, gold, silver, wood, hay, or stubble, and whatever comes out of the fire, that will be your reward, because salvation is a free gift of God through grace. Think about that. And yet, think of how many people are going to perish because they live a double standard life. So that's why Peter is really digging into the Christian here. Look what else he says in verse 12. For this reason, I will not be negligent. Notice, to remind you always of these things. You notice what he's saying? Three things he says in this verses here. Number one, Peter says this. Make your call and election sure. Verse 10 and 11. Secondly, verse 12 through 14. I will remind you always of these things. And finally, thirdly, I will be careful to ensure that you're always having to be reminded of these things. It's a repetitious thing. Don't forget God's word. Stay in the word. Know who God is. Allow the word of God to bring change. Allow the Holy Spirit to bring conviction in your life. That you're not just reading the stories, but you're reading the gospel. And that the word of God, when you open it up and you read it, man, it's like a sword whack right in your heart. Wow, that's me. God has spoken to me. And when God speaks to you, then God will bring the change in your life as you submit, as you repent, as you yield yourself to Him. And then, like Paul said in Romans 12, to present our bodies, what? A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your minds.
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Ries. And today's lesson was one of the most popular messages from 2017. It's titled, You Need Never to Stumble. And we can send you an unedited copy for a donation of any amount. Just call 800-634-9165. And as part of our commitment to equip you with biblical support for your spiritual walk, we'd like to offer you Raul's MP3 Best of 2017 collection of 12 messages. These popular lessons from last year feature the teaching you just heard, as well as several more lessons from Raul that will guide you in making scripture-based, God-honoring choices for your life. You'll discover everything from how to nurture a stronger marriage, to how to avoid sinful temptations, to how to prepare for Christ's second coming. So act now to purchase this Best of 2017 compilation of 12 messages with helpful insights for your spiritual growth. To order, visit SomebodyLovesYouRadio.com or call 800-634-9165. And when we hear from you, we'll send you this resource for a gift of just $7.95 plus shipping and handling. Once again, that phone number is 800-634-9165. This resource is also available when you write us at Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. And you can also experience more of God's Word on a daily basis with Raul's free devotional emails. Subscribing is easy. Just go to SomebodyLovesYouRadio.com and click on Daily Devotional. And getting your feedback on these programs is very important to us, especially if they brought you to a closer walk with the Lord. When you visit us at SomebodyLovesYouRadio.com, you can click the contact link at the top of the page and leave us a brief comment. It's a great encouragement for us to know that you're listening and have been impacted by Raul's teaching. And we hope you'll mark your calendar now for a once-in-a-lifetime trip coming up in just a few months. Raul and his wife Sharon are hosting an 11-day tour of the Holy Land, and they would love to have you join them. Experience the Bible coming to life as you sail the Sea of Galilee, climb the Mount of Beatitudes, and experience the very places where Jesus ministered with his disciples. The tour dates are April 23rd through May 3rd. To learn more, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com and click on Israel 2018. Coming up on the next Somebody Loves You Radio, we'll continue with more from this Best of 2017 series. As you commit to a stronger relationship with God this year, you'll discover some major differences between a worldly life and a Spirit-led life. And now, with a final word from today's lesson, here's Raul.
For this reason, he says, notice, repetition, I will not be negligent, notice, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. That means you're in church. You're a Christian. You're a Christian already. He's not talking to non-believers. You're already Christian. You're in church. He says, but you forget. It's always repetition that keeps us on target constantly. The light away from the darkness. So it's really important for us to constantly remind ourselves that the Bible is God's word. We need to read it. We need to study it. We need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit every single day of our lives. And then we need to be honest in business. When you go to work, don't take paper, don't take pencils, don't take anything from your employer. Be honest. When you go on a break, take a legal break. Don't take advantage of your time. Don't be late and punch in early. Be honest. It's really important that if we're going to be Christians, then let us live like Christians. Not hypocritical lives. Because if not, how are we going to live for Christ then? We can't. It's an impossibility.
I am falling in love with you.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.